Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Monday, the 20th of September 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 finished down more than 2% today, or 151 points, to 7,248 points. It was the lowest close in 3 months and the worst single session since February. About $50 billion in value was wiped off the bourse. The key reason? Iron ore prices. Iron ore futures fell to $90 a tonne in Singapore. That's compared to more than $230 a tonne just 4 months ago. Fears about a slowdown in steel production in China is the critical factor, but the sell-off just seems to have its own momentum. Not helping is that the iron ore spot market in China is closed for 2 days. There were big share price falls across iron ore miners and battery metals groups today. Junior miner Champion Iron was the worst performer of the top 200, dropping almost 13%. Mineral Resources was off more than 5%, and BHP, Fortescue and Rio Tinto all dropped between 3 and 4%. Among the battery metals groups, Lynas Rare Earths fell 11.4%, Nickel Mines was off more than 9%, and lithium producers Pilbara Minerals and Orocobre both fell more than 8%. They're huge falls. The sell-off was pretty brutal, with only one of the top 40 companies in the black today, and that was Coles, up 0.3%. All the banks were down around 2%. The tech companies were mixed. Some, like digital property company REA Group, outperformed the market, while others, like cloud accounting group Xero, tumbled. I know I sound like I'm picking on the next two companies. I'm not. These two were blue chips just a few years ago. In the case of AMP, it is now trading at an all-time low of 95 cents a share. And in the case of AGL, a 20-year low. The energy group is off 63% over the past year. Easily the best performer today was energy group AusNet Services, which received a $9.6 billion takeover offer from Canadian giant Brookfield Asset Management. Its share price jumped as much as 22% before ending the day up 19%. Transurban confirmed it wants to buy the 49% of WestConnex it doesn't own for about $9.3 billion. The company's shares were in a trading halt, probably just as well. All this commotion hasn't helped the Aussie dollar, which fell around 1% and is trading just above 72 US cents. Gold prices have also edged lower, with Brent crude down around 1%. That's it for the afternoon market report for Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. Join me tomorrow morning for the Tuesday edition of Fear and Greed, and then for my chat to demographer Simon Kustenmaha about population growth, or the lack of it, and what it means for Australia. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.